Good morning and welcome. I encourage you to turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 92, whether you have your Bible in printed form or in digital form. We're going to look at that passage in this message for Thanksgiving. When something bad happens, we often say, "Why me, Lord?" This has been a question since the days of Job. I've got another question. Why is it that when prosperity, success, and health come our way, we don't ask, "Why me, Lord?" If we want a proper perspective before God, we need to avoid an attitude that we deserve good things, that life ought to treat us special. Gratitude is the word, gratitude. And that's the title of this message for Thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude, it reflects a right view of God's goodness to us. We do not deserve it. While on a short-term mission trip, Pastor Jack Hinton from New Bern, North Carolina, was leading worship at a leper colony on the island of Tobago. There was time for one more song, so he asked if anyone had a request. A woman who had been facing away from the pulpit turned around. It was the most hideous face I had ever seen, Hinton said. The woman's nose and ears were completely gone. The disease had destroyed her lips as well. She lifted a fingerless hand in the air and asked, "Can we sing, Count Your Many Blessings?" Overcome with emotion, Hinton left the service. He was followed by a team member who said, "Jack, I guess you'll never be able to sing that song again." He replied, "Yes, I will, but I'll never again sing it in the same way." Our power is off, and we become thankful for electricity. Our garbage is not picked up, which happened a lot during COVID. And suddenly we become thankful for garbage collection. A friend dies, and suddenly we discover how much he meant to us. Our water becomes polluted. The river in my hometown was that way. The river in my hometown was the source of water for the city. And suddenly we appreciate pure, clean water. Psalm 116, verse 12 reads, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" He asked that as a question. In verse 17, "I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord." Thanksgiving has two parts, gratitude and generosity. Gratitude for the blessings of God, generosity for others. That's the way it was in the first Thanksgiving day. Despite incredible hardships, the pilgrims celebrated their first harvest in 1621 by setting aside a day of thanksgiving. They worshiped God in a service of gratitude. They shared with the American Indians in joyful feasting. That was the true genesis of our national holiday. It is a holy day as well. when properly celebrated. Thanks and giving. Thanks to God and giving to others. The psalmist wrote of thanksgiving in Psalm 92. Let's look at that for a moment this morning. First, we have a call to praise the Lord. Verses 1 through 3 of Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious music, harmonious sound. How do we praise Him? By declaring His loving kindness and faithfulness. Praise is a small return for the great benefits He daily loads on us. We thank others, how much more should we thank the Lord? Martin Luther wrote, "Come, let us sing a psalm and drive away the devil." When should we praise Him? Well, the psalmist said, in the morning and every night. In the morning, anticipating His loving kindness. Every night, reflecting back on His faithfulness. With God-ordained worship music of various instruments. Charles Spurgeon said, "Fine music without devotion is but a splendid garment on a corpse." Praise the Lord. Well, second, we have reason to glorify the Lord. Verses 4 and 5. "For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep." Praise flows from experience. Praise flows from joy. "You, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands." 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, the apostle says, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which He called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The greatness of God's work should lead us to glorify Him. And then third, we have a warning to know the Lord. Look at verse 3. Or I should say, look at verse 6. "A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. An unbeliever does not know God." The unbeliever does not understand God's ways. The unbeliever does not give God glory. In this text, the unbeliever is a senseless man, a fool. The one who does not regard the Lord does not understand the source of his own prosperity and blessing. An attitude of gratitude should characterize God's people. A Christian should major in appreciation. Jesus showed us at least 4 things to give thanks for on Thanksgiving Day. and every day. Physical provisions. John 6, verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. We too should give thanks for our physical blessings. For answered prayer, John chapter 11, verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Prayer is a privilege we should practice and appreciate. We should give thanks for God's revelation. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Helen Keller, who was deaf and blind after an illness at 19 months of age, she said this. She said, for three things I thank God every day of my life. Thanks that he has vouchsafed or granted me knowledge of his work. Deep thanks that he has set in my darkness the lamp of faith. Deep, deepest thanks that I have another life to look forward to. A life joyous with light and flowers and a heavenly song. And we need to give thanks for suffering. Luke chapter 22 and verse 19. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. No matter how great a believer's trials may be, every saved sinner can always find reason for thanksgiving. If we can't give thanks for our suffering, we can give thanks in our suffering. So why not stop right now? Stop right now. Just close your eyes and spend a moment in gratitude. Can you think of something to be thankful for? Can you? Would you like to share about it? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the testimony of the psalmist. Thank you that we are those who should be thankful. For in the midst of this world that we live in, we have a God and a Savior who cares about us, who gave everything that we might have, the hope of eternal life. Father, I pray that each one of us, as we approach this holiday called Thanksgiving, that we would be about thanks and giving thanks. And Father, I just pray that each one of us, that you would speak to our hearts, give us conviction of how we need to follow you, how we need to be your representatives in this world, and how we need to have a grateful heart, that we need to demonstrate gratitude, having an attitude of gratitude. And Father, we just place this before you for your glory, for your purposes, for your kingdom's sake, and it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. You have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving Day.